My people, I want to welcome you to Youngster 101 Podcast.
My bleeding finger. Light up. Ooh. Boys and girls, what's the story? I guess this is the real podcast, I suppose. You know, because my boy, he's on the bed, not even on the bed. He pulled out a duvet. Because we came prepared, yeah. So my boy pulled out a duvet, and he's lying on the beach, they're all romantic, staring at the stars. And I'm also, well, I'm not on a duvet, but I'm on a chair, also staring at the stars. You know, it's quite nice. The fire is on, it's not too high, it's not too low. You get a good heat. I have about 3 layers on me, but it's not even cold, like. Well, it is cold, but I can't feel the cold. Because I have 3 layers on me, but not heavy clothes, like. You know, so the fire is right, the star, the sky, maybe say it's clear. And I don't know if you guys can hear this, but those waves are crashing loud. It's like, can you hear that? No, it's perfect. You know, got a few bottles. I have a bottle in my hand, and as you can hear, I have in my hand, and yeah, just enjoying life, you know. But you know what I was just thinking about? Yeah, do you know what I was thinking about? I was just thinking about, imagine this was like in Spain. Yeah, the sun was out. Yeah. So imagine this was in Spain, the sun was out. And you're at a hotel, you know. That'd be nice, like. Do you know what I mean? You're at a hotel, sun is out, and then you're going for your breakfast. Yo, I have a question for you people, yeah. Are you listening? My question is, yeah, why do hotels, I should know this, but I don't know, because I work in a hotel too, yeah, but why do hotels give those small glasses for orange juice? Yeah, actually I have 2 questions. Why do hotels give those small glasses for orange juice? And then why do the orange juice in hotels tastes so good? Do you know? Like, orange juice in hotels are absolutely immaculate. I don't know, whoever's listening to this, I don't know if you go to a hotel, but The next time you're in a hotel, order a breakfast, yeah? Get a breakfast in the morning. And I can guarantee you, it's gonna be the best goddamn orange juice you ever tasted. Like, I don't know what it is, how to do it. I don't even know if it's real orange juice, but it tastes, oof. And you always, and I don't care who you are. It's a lie if you tell me you go to a hotel and you get breakfast and you get orange juice and you only drink one cup. Nah, that's impossible. There's no way you're drinking one cup of orange juice in breakfast in a hotel. Did I say that right? I think so. There's no way, yeah, you are drinking one cup of orange hotel breakfast orange juice. I say that one more time. There's no way you're gonna drink hotel breakfast orange juice, one cup of it in a hotel. I don't know if that makes sense, but fuck it. But there's no way, like, do you know what I mean? Minimum two.
Like the fire rule.
Oh, it's a way quite the same, bro. You want another few logs?
Yeah, bro.
Okay, boss man. I have to throw another few logs on this. Sorry, boys. Oh. Yeah, I put a big one in the middle here. Oh. No, but you get me, boys. There's no way. No way, no. No way you're gonna get that. Go to a hotel and drink one orange juice at breakfast. And then for hotels, for those who work high up in hotels, why is it all these small glasses? Why don't you give normal water glasses? Please answer this, yeah. Why don't you give normal water glasses? Why does it have to be a small, tiny yolk that you stick your tongue in and the juice is finished? Well, like, what's the story with that? Like, it doesn't matter what style hotel as well. It could be a boat down the fucking barrel or a fucking yacht down in the fucking Irish Sea or something. Oh, a 5-star hotel and with 0.5-star hotel. They're all using the same glass, like the same midget glass. Oh, I'm doing this wrong. The same midget glass. You know what I mean? Why? Ah, my finger. Why? Explain yourselves. Oh, at least you should give an option. You know. Give an option to whether I want a big glass of orange juice or a small glass of orange juice. Or even better, you can have two glasses and then I pick which one I want. But like, stop giving me a tongue lick of glass of orange juice. And then it makes me have to get up, walk across, my finger. Light up yet. It gotta make me get up, walk across a whole dining room or dining hall or breakfast hall to go get a second glass and the third glass. Then sometimes I get two at a time and I look quite greedy, or like people probably think this guy's never been in a hotel before. Like, stop making me do that. Cause I'll always want a big glass of orange juice. Not any orange juice now. Like, I get one in the shop, I go home and I take a tiny sip of a glass and I'm like, I'm full. I don't want any more. Finish that. Do you know, it's not the same. Like, even if I'm at home, it doesn't matter what kind of oranges. You can buy oranges for like 15 euro. Yeah. In the best Aldi or in the best Lidl or in the best Spy, you want, like, yeah? For €15, you go home. You're never gonna take more than one glass off it. Like, do you know? You're always gonna take one glass and that's it. That's enough orange juice for the day. Do you know what I mean? So, I don't know what they do to the orange juice in hotels, but it's immaculate. It's like supernatural. It's like mother nature. And then, but then why do they give us small glass? Making us look greedy, you know? But boys and girls, it is what it is. Thanks to all my 500 listeners, all my 500 players. I appreciate you. Good night, God bless. Oh, before God, I don't know.